Now, those of you not tuning into us on the wireless may be listening through the BBC Sounds app.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
It was launched to much expensive fanfare in November, and it's due to replace the BBC's iPlayer radio app, which will be switched off sometime this year. Reviews, though, of BBC Sounds have been pretty terrible. The journalist Rachel Johnson was the latest to weigh in, asking on Twitter, does anyone know how to work the Sounds app?
I was lying in the bath and I'd missed the Archers, and so I got my iPhone and I went into the Sounds app and I successfully navigated it to the Archers by searching, which actually worked. And then it played the episode quite successfully, but then segued straight into an episode from 2011 when Jolene and Kenton hadn't even got together. So I thought I'd had some sort of mental episode and I'd slipped through a rent in the continuum. And I had to sort of leap out of the bath and grab the iPhone, you know, knocking the imperial leather. And it's not the first time I've had real problems with navigating the app. I used to, you know, the Today programme, for example, is 3 hours long.
What are you doing listening to that?
Sarah. On the BBC Radio iPlayer app, which seems to me very serviceable and user-friendly, you can go to the Today programme and you can running order and you can find the bit you want to listen to without going 20 seconds push your finger to try and sort of, as it were, fast forward to the right bit. I think there's also an issue with Book at Bedtime, which is you can't just listen to the whole... If you decide you want to listen to all the episodes over the week, you have to keep pressing play on the next episode. Whereas, as I was saying, when I was in the bath, the Archers episode from 2011 played despite me not having pressed anything, which was concerning.
But yes, indeed.
So I think there are maybe a few glitches and it just needs the BBC to take what people loved about the iPlayer radio app, which was its simplicity.
Do we think... I mean, we get told that this is to attract those people who are not using the iPlayer radio app, young people. There's a tiny percentage of young people who use it. Does it make you feel unappreciated? I mean, you're not old. There's a sharp intake of breath there. But does it make you feel unappreciated that by the BBC?
No, not at all. It makes me think that, like every other ageing media behemoth, the BBC has to seek and find and nourish its replenisher audience. In the process of not losing its old audience, I tried this when I edited the Lady magazine. It's a balancing act, and so you've got to listen both to your core listeners, which is me and you, and you've also got to bring on new ones who've never listened before.
I imagine that the BBC defence will also be that the more you use it, the more it will know you.
No, it still thinks I want to listen to Radio 1 Extra. I don't
really?
Even know what Radio 1 Extra is.
So it's not coming up automatically with Radio 4?
No, it definitely doesn't think I'm a Radio 4 listener, which is in a way quite flattering, I suppose, at my age.
Maybe it's thinking you should be listening to Radio. Maybe you should be listening to Radio 1 Extra. Maybe there's something in that.
Yes.
But you aren't going to need to rely on it, and it is going to replace...
No.
Well, they're going to get rid of the iPlayer radio app.
No, Sarah, that's not news I want to hear. I beg the BBC, do not get rid of the iPlayer radio app until this has settled down, and even people like me understand how to work it.
Rachel Johnson. Well, she's not alone in not liking BBC Sounds. It only rates 2 stars on the Apple and Google app stores. Here's what other people have been saying. We roped in colleagues in the newsroom to voice them up.
Difficult to navigate. Takes ages to find anything.
Sometimes episode titles are ambiguous, so to find out what it is, I have to open iPlayer.
For the love of God, add the ability to make a playlist or queue.
Clunky to use, and you can't see track listings or just played.
The app seems incapable of playing BBC Radio live streams for very long. It just crashes randomly.
There was absolutely nothing wrong with the old BBC iPlayer radio app.
Well, Dan Taylor-Watts is the head of BBC Sounds and iPlayer and is here in the studio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, on that question of the iPlayer radio app, there are some people who think, well, I haven't tried BBC Sounds because I'm still on that. How long will they be able to have it for?
So the later this year is when we'll be cutting over from the iPlayer radio app to Sounds. But to reassure Rachel and your other listeners, then we're looking to make improvements to the Sounds app in response to the feedback before we do that.
OK, there's a lot of later this year, about 9 months. When are you thinking of?
We haven't set a particular date at this stage, so we do want to get to that point that Rachel describes, whereby that iPlayer radio audience are happy to make the
change. OK, and in terms of numbers, how many are using sounds at the moment?
So it's already being used by 1.3 million people every week.
And how many are using the old one?
So it's a smaller number who are still on the iPlayer radio app, and we're seeing them listening for 3 hours per week in sounds, which is higher than an iPlayer radio. We also know from an independent survey that 75% of those who are using sounds are rating it good or excellent. So I think we do acknowledge.
So what we saw online and when we tweeted about it this morning, there's been a lot of response from people who clearly are very unhappy about a lot of things.
That's right. So we know that some iPlayer radio users aren't ready to make the leap. So there's some particular features that people are waiting for, and we've been responding to that and adding features. So most recently, we added sleep timer and share functionality. And in the next few weeks, then we'll be rolling out autoplay functionality, which will help Rachel with that listening back-to-back to book at bedtime.
OK, so it won't be the case that you go to, in her case, she was using the example of book at bedtime, where then automatically line up the next appropriate one in the sequence.
That's right, yes. We're also about to...
So it's not, in a way, I like your phrasing, is that people aren't ready to move. You're not ready, really, for them to move. But you will get ready.
That's right. And another feature that we're just about to launch is live rewind functionality, which means that you can jump back to a bit that you've missed or instantly restart the programme while it's still being broadcast, which is a feature we're bringing to sounds soon.
What is clear, a lot of these are about how difficult it is to find things and to search. Is that improving?
Very much so. So I think that the iPlayer radio worked very well for listening live or for people who knew exactly what they were looking for. We've optimised sounds for people who perhaps don't know what they're looking for, but we're about to kind of really do some work around the browse experience. So we're going to be adding in navigation to subcategories. Like, we know people love finding particular crime dramas, so navigation is going to be a big area of improvement.
I'm asking questions based on the various tweets we've had, and I haven't been giving names. I will give one, though. There's a certain Mark Mardell who's got in contact to say he couldn't find the new Misha Glennie series, a major miss for Radiophile. Just spent 15 minutes looking for Misha Glennie's new series on sounds, even though, and this is the extraordinary thing, even though I've used it to play one episode and was halfway through another, and he still couldn't find it.
So I think that's exactly the sort of thing that we'll be looking to make sure is sorted before we make that make the transition.
OK, so by the time you switch off the radio app, you can confidently assert that almost all the issues that people don't like sounds for will have been addressed or changed.
That's right. So we're not replicating iPlayer radio exactly as it was with all of its deficiencies, but the key functionality that we know users are looking for, we're looking to replicate in sounds.
OK. Janie PB, I'm so sick of the adverts, I never want to get it.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
a lot of them, as I say, are about searching. Often hard to browse without automatically starting to listen. Hard to share podcasts or podcast episodes. The native iOS podcast app on iPhone seems slicker, says Francis Mason Hornby.
So I think that the sharing episodes is functionality that we've recently added to the iOS app and Android, and we'll be rolling that out to the website as well.
Dan Taylor Watts, thank you very much. Now then, when anyone ever talks about a US-UK trade deal after we leave the EU...